Welcome in, Iowa Hawkeye fans, to another episode of the Hawkeye Tailgate Report. I am Luke Myers. We got the typical Joey and Stin here tonight as well, but our anonymous guest has risen from the dead. Space Cowboy is blessing us with his presence tonight as well. Fellas, how we doing?
We are floating right now, Luke. You know why? Because Team Bat and Bougie just won their opening game in the Fall League 12-7. Let's hear it. Give us a round, woo! Please.
Come on, somebody. Give us a clap. Woo!
How was
after winning one game in the Summer League, we are now 1-1.
We have already matched our last season's win total, so you could say that it's been a pretty good day.
But would you like to also add that I believe you dropped down a level? Is that correct?
We did not. Was not an option. We tried to.
Turns out the lower level doesn't exist in Fall League, so we were playing the same level, and we still won by a hefty margin.
A bit of a drubbing. All we needed was two more runs in the sixth to run rule them.
Yeah.
But...
All right.
What was the factor here? Did you play an all-girls team, or did you
no.
trim the fat on the old team?
We made some cuts.
Yeah, we had to make some tough decisions. But you know what? That's part of being a manager.
It's part of being a manager in co-ed softball, beer league softball.
You were fighting for your jobs, man.
Yeah, I was. I was under fire, and you know what? I like to think that I came through with a pretty clutch performance tonight myself. 3-for-4 with a triple, four RBIs, and 2 singles.
How about your defense?
Might have
had
a couple
of errors. Stin fielded a routine grounder back to him at pitcher. He could have walked over to first base and thrown him off. Just airmailed it to the first, way over the first baseman's head.
It was a pinky, right?
It was, yeah. And you know what? It was the first game of the season. Everybody's got a little bit of rust to shake off.
Well, listen,
Joe, you had an error also.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did. You booted a ball at short.
I threw him out. That's not an error. I threw him out.
Either way. But, hey, you know what? Why are we focusing on the negatives?
And I also did not get out, so.
Hey, you know what? Why are we focusing on the negatives? Because we won. Let's take the positives.
Hey, this week's strictly for positives. I mean, it's game week, fellas. It's been 2 years coming, and it's finally here. It's like I've been happy all week, and also got a second interview call today, so that's exciting as well. The job search is heating up, everybody. But Space Cowboy, do you have anything exciting? Maybe want to break the news of you want to announce your future Space Cowboy Junior's name?
We're gonna call him Danger.
I like it. Danger Cowboy.
Danger Cowboy. But, all right, so Iowa, Indiana, this Saturday, 2:30 in Kinnick. Now, we can start a bunch of different places here. We broke some news today about the beer prices at Kinnick, which everybody was looking forward to. We can start with the game, tailgating. What do we want to talk about?
Are we sure on those prices, or...
Yeah,
where'd you get that?
It's literally on the price board.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like they have the prices for the other things. It's right above the cooler. It says domestic canned beer, $8.50. That's out for everybody to see.
Also, there's not listed on our tweet. There's also Easy Eddie, from what I hear from
that's
one of
probably,
my sources.
That'll probably be upcharged a little. You'd think, right?
And
yeah, I would imagine.
I imagine the big and they also have their Amber Big Rose.
Yeah, I mean, Big Grove is going to sell some of their beers there. Yeah, you can only see the Bush Light and then the Bud Light cooler in the picture, but I've also seen Michelob Ultra Coors Light, and I believe there as well.
So for all you Silver Bullet drinking freaks out there, they'll have that.
The ones view that like grass in a can.
I saw somebody ask us, is there seltzers?
Not that I'm aware of.
I cannot confirm or deny that. I've only seen beer to this point.
I gotta believe there's gonna be some seltzers there. I mean, people drink a lot of seltzers.
Yeah. How sick! I know it's not gonna happen, but picture going along with the pink locker room, they put a nice cooler of seltzers in there for the visiting team as well instead of beer. But
yeah, well, this is a collegiate athletic, so that's definitely not gonna happen.
Hey, some of them are 21.
Dogecoin.
But
Dogecoin's up right now.
Is it?
Yeah.
31
cents. Will they accept it as payment?
Oh.
No. Actually, that's a good point, though. Kinnick is entirely cashless for this football season, so only Apple Pay or credit and debit cards. Don't bring your cash.
Or kisses on the cheek, I heard. Some of the vendors will be doing that.
all right. So that's our beer talk for today. You just get right into the game right now. What do we think?
Yeah, let's do it.
How about the hype video?
Oh my, yes. Okay, I forgot about that one. Joey, so, would you like Joey, would you like to say what you said in our other chat about it?
Yeah. When Matt Hankins, when they were talking about the trophies and Matt Hankins goes, yeah, all four of them, I nearly busted in my shorts.
Yeah, that was the standout line for sure.
And at, Space Cowboy and I were talking before when we were playing Fortnite. It is the cockiest hype video I've ever seen from Iowa.
Newkirk, baby. Newkirk.
Well, I mean, bragging over your rivals that you have all four trophies.
Hey, I mean, we cannot lose them.
Yeah.
Can we sell shirts that say, like, hashtag Kirk is woke?
Yeah.
You think they'd sell?
I bet they would.
New Kirk.
New Kirk is woke.
Yeah, so if you haven't checked out the hype video yet, we shared it on our social media pages. It dropped, like, what? An hour and
at 7.
20 minutes at 7.
Yeah. It was 7 p.m. Central Time on November 1st. September 1st.
Boy, they certainly drug it out, though. The football team and the video production department. Usually that's out probably what? The middle of July or early August?
No. Definitely not middle July.
Early August, like, usually for sure, I'd say.
I don't know.
But yeah, if you haven't checked that out, go check it out. Before we get into the game, actually, though, I do want to talk about the NFL made their 53-man cuts, and kind of two Hawkeyes that weren't foreseen to make NFL rosters ended up doing so. One of
three.
Them. Well, I mean, a lot of Hawkeyes made it, but
three undrafted Hawkeyes made it.
Who was the third? Mekhi Sargent, Jack Heflin, and
Alaric Jackson.
Jackson went in the seventh, didn't he?
No, well, he was undrafted, I'm pretty sure.
He was sixth round, I think.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he got drafted.
But really? Yeah, he made the roster, too.
Forgot about him.
I mean, Space Cowboy, congratulations. You got another Hawkeye on your team.
Yeah, Packers love Hawkeyes.
It must be nice. The Steelers have never had a Hawkeye on their roster for as long as I can remember.
They do skip a lot of them.
They do. They drafted freaking Artie Burns in the first round out of goddamn Maryland and then cut him 3 years later instead of drafting King. Like, I don't know.
All right, shake it off. But now we get to the game. Iowa, I believe, is it still at 3.5? They're 3.5-point favorites?
That's the last line I saw.
I saw three tonight.
So basically an even draw, basically, because you get 3 points for home field basically every game no matter what. So it's basically a coin flip of a game. I think the ESPN FPI I checked before had the game at Iowa 58%. I've been warning people for a while now that this isn't your typical Miami, Ohio, Northern Illinois, Tennessee Tech opening game. This is a legit Big Ten. What are they ranked? 18th, 17th? Something like that?
Give or take.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a punch in the mouth. And, I mean, we've seen in previous years where it takes a while to get going, especially last season when you got stuck in Big Ten play right away and then dropped it to Northwestern and Purdue. How do you guys feel about the game?
I'm way more nervous about this game than I am for the Iowa State game. I just feel like Indiana feels like a team that we could just come out and just flop against. And, I mean, we have Iowa State's number. They're not going to beat us.
I don't know. Obviously they're a Big Ten team, and they're good, and they're returning, you know, probably the best quarterback in the conference. But I don't know. This year is a lot different than last year in the fact that we've had a normal spring, a normal summer, a normal fall to get ready. You know, like, you know that that's who we're going to get right out of the gate. And, you know, if it has to come down, you know, I like the fact that, you know, Indiana is much more of a passing first team. Like, they just don't run the ball very well, or at least they didn't last year. Passing is kind of their MO in terms of moving the ball in their offense. So the fact that we have the type of secondary that we have, I think, bodes well for us. I'm not going to say that it's going to be an easy game, but I think Indiana's strengths on offense play into our strengths on defense. And I'm always taking Phil Parker.
Phil Parker for life.
Q
Can we all just agree to announce Indiana's quarterback's name and pronounce the X as a Z, like in xylophone, so it can be penis?
Isn't xylophone spelt with a Z or an X?
No. Yes. That's we're pronouncing the X Phoenix as though it were in the word xylophone, so it comes out to be penis.
Sorry, I'm a moron. I'm an absolute moron.
Forgiven.
But I mean, there's a ton to be worried about. I mean, do you remember last year that first Indiana game against Penn State?
Yeah, I was I predicted correctly Indiana money line over Penn State in the HTRLA, and you guys mocked me when I submitted that pick.
I do remember that. I think I had the only safe pick that whole week, and I was the only one that missed.
Yeah.
Like, I think I didn't even take an upset.
Well, you also did the worst last year in general. What'd you end up the year at? $16 was your bet?
Yeah, and you guys are welcome, because we wouldn't have won anything the week we won if it wasn't for me.
Shout out
to
Joey.
If you just would have, like, continually won throughout the season, though, whatever. It's okay. That's why we're not professionals at that. Sports gambling is tough.
I put one amount in my sports betting account before each season, and I use that until it's gone, because there's no way I'm going to earn more. So it's just like, this is going to be fun for a little bit, and I'm going to lose every time. But that's a good way to not get addicted to gambling, and I'm not addicted to gambling. So
yeah,
I beat gambling addiction.
Michael Penix Jr. Wait, Penis? Is that what you were trying to say?
Yeah, just penis.
Michael Penix Jr.
I respect him enough to call him Penix.
Perfectly mixed.
What?
It's like cervix and penix. Penis, yeah. Perfectly mixed.
It's true.
But no, he's a stud. I would say he's probably the best quarterback in the Big Ten. I know that's going to trigger up some Ohio State fans, but I mean, last year he was extremely efficient. I was looking into his numbers. He had a 3-1 touchdown to interception ratio. That's pretty good for a college quarterback. But I think the secondary that we have can certainly knock that down a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, so when I was talking about their passing game before, like I said, they don't run the ball very well. Their offensive line graded as the worst, like, run blockers in the Big Ten last year by Pro Football Focus. So to supplement that, they do a lot of, like, really short passing. I saw a stat that, like, last year in a game, Penix completed 20 consecutive passes, but 17 of them were behind the line of scrimmage. So they do a lot of, like, screens, bubble passes, stuff like that to supplement their, their run. They basically do that in place of their run game. So it's not, you know, it's not just going to be our secondary involved. It's going to be linebackers and the cash position. So depending, you know, if it's going to be Belden or if it's going to be Jacobs, however they decide to line it up, I think those two are going to have a big impact on the game, because that's especially how Indiana likes to attack you through the passing game, is a lot of short stuff to kind of open up the top when you bring a bunch of guys down to sell out on that.
But do you think that plays into what our defense's weakness is? And that's clearly the defensive line as of right now. Because if you're not running the ball, that basically nulls that point, and you're getting rid of quick passes. It doesn't put
I mean, this is all speculation based off of last season. We think that the defensive line, I'm not going to say it's a weakness, it's a question mark. We don't know what we're going to get with a lot of the young guys, but Indiana is returning most of their starters along their along their offensive line, and they were not good run blockers last year, so they kind of developed a system of short passing to supplement that. Granted, they did get a former five-star running back recruit that transferred from UCLA into the program, so that could change, the math for them in terms of running the ball, but that's just kind of how they got around their struggles running. It was a bunch of short passes instead of running.
Yeah, their running back from last year, he was a very good running back, but I believe he got drafted or signed into the NFL. I'm not sure if he made the 53-man, but he was a very good running back last year. I'm part of a very good Indiana team, which it's kind of odd to say. I mean, I can't ever remember saying a good Indiana team,
It's because they just haven't been. Like, historically, they're a very bad football school. They're kind of like a Kansas, really bad football school, pretty good basketball school. They haven't been that good at basketball in a while, but that's just kind of what they've been as a university. Like, they haven't won a bowl game or had 8 wins before last season, or they didn't even have 8 wins last year, I don't think. But historically, Indiana's just not a very good football school.
Their coach is really good, though. How long has he been there? Is it named Tom Allen or something like that?
I think this is his 3rd or 4th year there.
Hey, people were kind of discounting them last year until they played Ohio State, and I believe they lost like 42-35 or something, and that game basically decided the East.
Yeah.
What?
They played them close. That was a good game.
It was, but this team has a lot, like, you mentioned their offensive line's returning a lot of people, but, like, they're 4 of their top 5 sack leaders from last year are back, and they forced a crap ton of turnovers last year, which I actually had to double check because I thought the number was way too high for only 8 games, but they forced 20 turnovers last year. Does that sound right?
I mean, it's possible.
It's possible, but that's a hell of a lot of freaking turnovers forced.
I mean, yeah, but they were good. So.
Yeah, I mean, their defense is just actually really good, too. Like, Indiana's just a really good football team.
Didn't you set the over-under for our turnovers at, like, 20?
That's over the course of a 12-game regular season, not an 8-game COVID-shortened season, though.
Yeah, it was at 24.5.
I know. Turnovers, like, obviously turnovers are a result of, like, playing fundamentally sound and taking advantage of, like, opportunities. But there's also, like, there's a lot of luck involved in turnovers. Like, people, you know, a tipped ball off a receiver goes to a defensive back, or, you know, a running back fumbles and it takes a good bounce your way. I'm not saying that Indiana didn't, like, earn a lot of the turnovers that they got. You can't – whenever a team has a crazy high turnover, like, number as a defense, you can't generally expect that to happen the next year, because turnover luck is a thing. Like, bounces will go your way or the other team's way and affect, you know, what your end-of-the-season turnover total actually is.
Yeah, I mean, their defense only gave up like 20 points a game, I think, a little higher than that last year. So they were certainly good. I mean, they gave up 42 to Ohio State, so that inflated it. But to end the regular season, I think they gave up 0 and 6 points. Granted, one of those was Michigan State, and I'd imagine the other team they played was terrible. But I don't know. There's, like I said, a ton to be afraid of with this team. And, like, you mentioned Penix on offense. Yeah, he's an absolute stud, very efficient, whatnot. But of the 8, I looked it up, 8 of their players scored touchdowns last year on offense, and they returned 4 who scored 14 total touchdowns. And I had no idea. They had a tight end last year who scored 4 touchdowns, and he's back this year, Peyton Hendershot. I don't know. And it's, Penix is just the type of quarterback when in the past, he's the type of quarterback who's given Iowa an absolute load of problems. Like, you can look back on basically any Ohio State game over the year aside from 2017, or it's just a pain in the ass.
Yeah, I don't know. It's my thing with him, like, he's good and he's going to continue to be good. He's also in, like, through 3 years of playing college football, he's had 3 season-ending injuries. So there's a durability question with him. And coming off a torn ACL, like, obviously the coaching staff says that he's 100% good to go. But there's always that little thing in the back of your mind coming off an injury like that, you know, maybe he won't be as aggressive as he would have been otherwise, or he'll go out of bounds instead of trying to create a little bit more. I think he'll have a little bit of that in the back of his mind also, especially knowing that Iowa's as stout as they are on defense.
Do you think that last year was I don't want to say fluke, because it was probably their best season in program history, or one of them. But, I mean, something about it just feels a little fluky to me.
It definitely helped them that both Michigan and Penn State were absolute dumpster fires last year. You can't expect those two teams that they will have to play because they're East opponents. Like, you can't expect those teams to be on the same level that they were last year. So those outcomes will be a lot more difficult for them this year. But, like, they were just good. I don't know. There was a lot of kind of weird stuff that happened last year with teams not having players for COVID reasons and not being able to have the same type of practice that you normally would. So they were good, so I'm not going to call it a fluke, but it's going to be difficult for them to repeat that level of success this year, I think.
Yeah, I mean, you'd figure Penn State will probably be back. Who's their quarterback? Clifford or whatever? Sean Clifford? Does that sound about right?
Yeah.
Ohio State's going to be, you know, top five team all year. Michigan, I don't know what to say about Michigan. They're probably going to stink or disappoint and get killed by Ohio State around Thanksgiving. But I don't know. Like, I think Indiana has a receiver coming back too. I can't pronounce his last name for the life of me. It's like Ty Freifogel. Yeah.
Yeah.
He was a stud last year, and I think he's using his COVID year this year too. So he had 4.5 catches a game for about 20 yards a catch. That is not bad. Has an Iowa receiver, can you remember one who's had 20 yards a catch?
No.
I mean, who would be one, like McNutt and DJK?
ISM would probably be the one that would get closest to it, just because he was such a big play threat that a lot of the catches that he had were big over-the-top type of passes. But, I mean, it's, you just don't average 20-something yards a catch. It's unheard of. Maybe not unheard of, but that's a huge number.
I think it's going to be a good week, or a good week for us to have a good secondary with as much depth as we do. We're going to need it. I'm not saying it's going to be a shootout, because Iowa typically doesn't play in shootouts, but I could see a game in the mid-20s, hopefully not breaking that 24-point-per-game mark that we're currently on. But if what's just like your gut feeling?
I don't know. My guts are very upset about this game, and I don't know. I think that it could go either way very easily.
I also think it's going to be a close game. I mean, it's hard for me to not take Iowa at home week one. But I don't know. I think Indiana's a very tough team. And we always come out kind of flat week one anyway. So if we do that at all this year, I think we're in trouble big time.
How do we win the game on offense? Like, what do you think we're going to see? I mean, clearly we've seen Petras get – or at least it's been promoted that he has this – confidence and taking this huge step forward, but do you think we're going to try and run it with Goody a lot more? Or
yes, I think it's going to be a heavy dose of Tyler Goodson.
But also, I don't know, we do that a lot week ones against lesser teams. I think we're going to have to be more creative against a real team.
I don't know,
to try to win in week one. I think we're going to have to open up the passing game.
I see it differently, because I think week one, you know, if Iowa does tend to come out kind of flat, you go with what you know that you have, and our most known quantity on offense this year is Tyler Goodson. So I think if there's questions, especially kind of early on, if you try the passing game and Petras is off, or they're just playing pass real heavy, whatever the thing might be, like, you know what you have in Tyler Goodson. I think you ride him until Indiana proves that you have to do something different.
I'm with Joey. I think against a good defense like that, Iowa's pretty notorious for doing like offensive line roulette the first couple weeks until they get the right combo. I think if you try to pound the ball in Indiana with that team, I don't know. I think it becomes a defensive stalemate pretty quick. And I was telling Luke earlier, we don't have a single lineman over 300. I think they're going to be more agile and get the ball out of the hands quick and spread it out a little bit more.
Yeah, I don't know. So, but I think if it does become like a defensive stalemate, that favors us, because we have the best special teams in the Big Ten. Like, Torrey Taylor is coming up. Like, I get it. We're Iowa fans, and we talk about punting even though it's like the least exciting part of the game. But in defensive games, which Iowa finds itself playing often, field position matters, and Torrey Taylor is good enough to net you an extra 75 yards throughout the game punting. Caleb Shudak is going to be good. Like, if it becomes that type of game, I think our special teams tips it in our favor for sure.
Yeah. You mentioned Caleb Shudak there. I was looking at the roster the other day, or something like that. I don't remember what it was. You know he is a sixth-year senior?
Yeah.
I was giving shit to Amir Smith-Marset for, or not Amir Smith-Marset, Ivory Kelly Martin for being like the Jordan Bohannon of the football team. They can share that nod. But yeah, I'm not, I don't know if it's just nerves because, or like anxiousness because of we're actually going to get to be there this year and I'm just excited for it and whatnot. I would think Iowa comes away, but it's going to be a very close game. Like an annoyingly close game the whole day where you can't really calm down ever, you know?
Oh, like every Iowa game pretty much?
Yeah, for the most part. But does anybody have anything else they want to talk about on the game? Because I have a few more things we could mention quick.
Weather's supposed to be... Well, there's a chance of rain.
My wife...
I think it's mostly in the morning, but last I saw it was 77 and, like, partly cloudy. That's about as good as it gets there.
Yeah, you can't complain about that. But I was going to mention, and I think we forgot to just say it. Nebraska, do we want to throw a little shit their way right now?
Scott Frost is such a dumpster fire. It's great. I hope they never fire him.
He's just... I don't know how you can come in with all these expectations and talk all that shit when you walk in the door and then come out and what does he have, 13 total wins since joining the Big Ten? What, this is his fourth year or something like that? And it wasn't...
Yeah, they're...
What were you going to say?
Nothing.
I was like... And it's not like last week they were playing Ohio State or Michigan or us. Or they were playing Illinois. And I'm not here to shit on Illinois, because good for them. They don't win many Big Ten games, and maybe Brett Bielema is finally going to do something there for them. But on, you know, everybody's watching that game, because it was probably the biggest game on the slate. Like, UCLA and Hawaii played last week, but who really cares about that unless you're UCLA or Hawaii fans? So everybody was watching that on Fox. And then you just absolutely suck for four quarters of football. It was just setting the tone for... we were in a wedding, and when Joey told me during the mass that the score was 30-16, I think it was, I had the biggest freaking smile. What was it?
It was 30-9 at one point.
That's just... Man, that's embarrassing, and I don't care who you are.
The thing I rewatched it last night, and almost every play, there's somebody who doesn't know the play on the field. You can just tell, like... The line's blocking two different directions. The receiver doesn't know the route. They turn the wrong way on a play. I mean, it is just unbelievable how they are that bad.
The thing that could make it so much sweeter is if Illinois just comes out the rest of the year and absolutely stinks.
Oh, yes, that would be great. It also, it was great that the first points that Nebraska gave up this year was on a punt that the guy tried to field at the one, was falling down in the end zone, and then tried to illegally throw it forward to prevent the safety, which still resulted in a safety. Like, that's the shit that you can't, if you're Scott Frost, that absolutely cannot be happening in year four. Like, it's just the same shit year after year, and it's so hilarious.
Yeah, that's just... I mean, Iowa did it in the bowl game that year against Tennessee, didn't they? But Iowa was kind of a joke that season anyway. But, yeah. Does anybody else want to throw some shit at Nebraska here?
Oh, how about them buying out all the seats to keep up the sellout?
How much shit is that? If you can't sell out your stadium by actually selling out the seats to fans that want to be there, instead you have some billionaire booster that just purchasing the seats so you can keep the streak alive, that's absolute shit.
It's hilarious, though, because that's what they pride their program on. That's what, over the last how many years is it? That's like what their...
62.
That's what their thing has been. And they haven't been selling out those games as well. There's plenty
of
empty seats.
They are completely serious, too. Completely delusional in the stands. And, like, I sometimes look at the Nebraska forums to just read them freaking out. It's a pretty good time. But they legit think it's still a thing.
That's embarrassing. And I don't know, like, I love this argument because when people used to say they wanted Kirk Ferentz gone, and it was right after, or like a couple years after Nebraska got rid of Bo Pelini. I said, Iowa is Nebraska if they get rid of Kirk. It's like, you go from 9 wins a season, which, yeah, you can bitch and moan about it all you want, but then you go to someone who clearly isn't as good of a coach, and then you end up with 4 or 5, maybe a 6-win season in there. Like, what has Nebraska made? 1 bowl, and then they made another one when they were 5-7 one year because there wasn't enough teams bowl eligible.
Yeah, that's a joke.
That is a joke. But, all right. I think that's what all we got on Nebraska right there. I'm sure we'll be able to laugh in their faces a whole lot more this season. But so we got our draft. We're doing a draft of what? Former Iowa basketball and football players you'd most like to have a drink with?
Could it be players and staff?
Sure, I don't care.
Okay, yeah, let's do that. Let's just do 3 of them and let's snake it.
All right, but before we get to that, we have a few ads here from our sponsors. We got our HTRLA coming up for the first time this weekend, and you know we like to bet our fair share of sports on the Hawkeye Tailgate Report, but it isn't always easy to find a reputable source to place a bet. At Student Union Sports, we are big fans of BUSR.com. BUSR is our go-to location for all sports betting and online gaming. Bet on your favorite sports events today, including NFL, NBA, college football, MLB, and much more. If you are into betting the ponies, BUSR also offers the best promos, bonuses, and odds of any online racebook. If you pride yourself as a savvy sports bettor, it's easy to see that BUSR offers the best value for your buck. Head over to BUSR.com/studentunion today and receive up to a $500 cash match on your first deposit. Again, that is BUSR.com/studentunion. You can also find that link in the bio of studentunionsports.com and on their Twitter page. And our favorite sponsor, the best meat in eastern Iowa, Rolling Hills Pork out of Farley, Iowa. Wes just hooked us up. Wes Henderson hooked us up with some more meat here. Should I bring some down this weekend? Some more pork products?
Yeah. It's been far too long since I've had Wes's meat in my mouth. I've been craving it.
Craving the meat. What do you say, Austin? Is it plumpest or juiciest?
Both.
Both? The best
girthiest
meat. People are starting to say Wes has the best meat in Dubuque County, so that's a hell of a nod to him. Some absolute respect. Yeah, he gave us some last basketball season, and we grilled it up a couple of times during some Iowa Hoops games. It was phenomenal. In fact, there was one night there was a blizzard. Joey and Austin trucked it over to my house in Coralville, grilled up some meat.
It was. I didn't think I was getting home that night.
Yeah, I actually had to push him out of my parking lot that night. But, yeah, Wes Henderson, Farley, Rolling Hills Pork, check him out. Give him a call. I can't remember his phone number off the top of my head. But I'll put it on our Twitter when we send it out. Alrighty, so now we got the draft of players and coaches from Iowa you would have liked to had a drink with most. So how are we going to determine this order? Space Cowboy, are you in on this action?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. I'll pull some up real last second.
Okay. How should we...
Should we just do a... Here, I'll find a random number generator online. Okay.
This is terrific podcasting here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's going to be one clear number one overall pick here, if I'm thinking correctly.
I have one in mind.
All right, so it's between 1 and 100.
Jeez, okay.
Yeah, so whoever is the closest gets to go first, and then they can choose the order. Well, I guess they can choose the order, whoever's closest, okay?
And it's a snake draft.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, go. Joey?
I need to think my... Everybody's got to say their number out loud first.
6.
Adam, or Space Cowboy says 6.
69. Yeah.
45.
I was going to say 42, you said. You know what? I'll still go 42. There's a lot of numbers between 6 and 42.
All right.
Ooh, I got a fat chunk of numbers.
About the same as I do.
No, because you got to be between Adam and 2.
All right, spin the fucking wheel.
77.
I win.
So the Joey,
is I win.
Are you picking the order then?
Yes, Joey gets to pick the order.
Well, why don't you just go inverse of, so like the closest, so after that. So it'll be me, Luke, Austin,
Okay, Space Cowboy.
Sure.
Bleep that.
We know you can do it, Luke.
All right.
Make a mark of what minute?
So, this feels like an obvious pick, and I feel like the best team is going to be the one that has this guy on it, George Kittle.
Yep.
Solid pick.
That was obviously the first pick.
Dude, parties. He's super famous. He loves his Hawks. I mean, I just think that'd be a really good time, and I think you could all probably agree with that. I have a pretty good idea of who Luke's going to go with here.
Really? I don't even know who I'm going to go with.
Really? Oh, so we made some good choices.
There's a couple of reasons. I'm going to say DJK.
Oh, God damn it. I didn't think anybody else would have him.
Yeah, I'm saying DJK. I mean,
we know the dude parties.
We know the dude parties. So, yeah, I think I got a steal there at two, but...
Oh, okay. Wow, I'm shocked. So I'm going to go with who I was convinced that you were going to take, Luke. I'm going to go with our man, Ricky Stanzi.
Yeah. Yeah.
Love it or leave it.
A lot of Budweiser at that tailgate, probably.
Some diesels.
It's a great pick. Yeah. Can never go wrong. Yep, love it or leave it. Space Cowboy.
I'm going to go with Megan Meyer.
Who? Okay. Oh. Megan Meyer.
Megan Meyer.
Babe.
All right.
You
hey, you got another pick. We're snaking it.
Oh, I'll go with the sister Mackenzie Meyer.
Jesus Christ.
Good Lord. Calm down over there, huh? Take a pill.
Bonk.
Bonk, bonk, bonk. Stim.
Oh, man. Okay. Adam totally threw me off there. I gotta collect my thoughts.
Three. Susan did some research.
Two.
Here.
This was just off the cuff. I'm not gonna lie.
One.
Chuck Long. I feel like he would have been a fun guy to party with.
I'm
just sticking with the quarterbacks at this point. I mean, he led Iowa to a couple of their greatest seasons ever. He's always competing in the Iowa games in the offseason. I feel like he'd be a fun guy to have a drink with, party with, you know.
I would concur. He was on my short list.
All right. I'm going to go T.J. Hockenson.
You guys are mowing my list apart.
I was going to say.
First pick isn't always the best.
I feel like since Hawk has left, he's like, it's like the meme. The guy you want to take your daughter out versus what he actually is or what he turns into. Like, once he got to the NFL, he completely changed.
He's doing the George Kittle thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're on the same track. I mean, he did some of that, like, you know, Steve Austin stuff, but they really both budded once they got to the NFL.
Yeah. All right. Joey, what's your pick?
My next pick is going to be Nate Kading.
Really?
Okay,
why?
I'm pretty sure he's Mr. a big Iowa guy. He was
played in the NFL for a long time.
I'm pretty sure he also tailgates somewhere.
He owns multiple restaurants in Iowa City.
Yeah.
So
I just think he'd be fun to hang out with. He has some good stories, NFL stories.
His NFL career wasn't exactly glowing.
He had one missed kick. Besides that, he was like the most accurate kicker in NFL history.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying that one missed kick in the playoffs. Ask Blair Walsh.
He missed one kick, but like he was okay. You're trying to compare him to Blair Walsh? Like Nate Kading was so much better than Blair Walsh was in the NFL.
Sure,
and he's way cooler.
What do you mean? Sure, it's a fact.
No, that was just an agreement. Sure, Joey, you got another pick.
Oh, sure.
Oh, coming back, I'll take Zach McCabe.
Oh, you're the worst.
Everybody hated Zach McCabe, and I think he was awesome. I loved him. He would throw a punch for any of his teammates.
No, every teammate wanted to throw a punch at him.
And he seemed to party a lot, so.
Yeah, too much. He ruined that locker room because he was slinging his dick at everybody's girlfriend.
Allegedly. It's all highly alleged. Anyway.
I don't know. We got highly ranked that year and then lost 8 in a row. Something wasn't right.
He'll be a really good bags partner at my tailgate. And beer pong, pretty much anything. So,
I don't know if you want him for beer pong. He couldn't exactly shoot from downtown.
You kidding me?
He was not a three-point specialist.
I didn't say he was, but he could shoot. I mean, he...
Can somebody fact check? Fact check?
I'll fucking look it up. Because fuck you guys.
I didn't hate the pick. What? Do you want to say who your coach you were considering was?
Well, no, because we have picks to go still.
All right. This might be a forgotten one. Pat Anger.
Oh, ooh. Yeah, he'd be a good one.
Probably. Yeah, he's into the wrestling thing, too, and he was like a... kind of like a super freak athlete at Iowa, played in the NFL. I believe he's friends with Pat McAfee, and so from their Colts days and whatnot. I don't know. I think it's a good pick there.
Yeah, no. I think it's a good pick. Hey, Zach McCabe was a career 337 field goal or 3-point shooter.
33?
34.
0.337.
Yeah, so
33%.
That's not that great.
I didn't say he was fucking lights out, but he could shoot. He'd be better at beer pong than you, based on shooting percentage.
Okay.
Am I wrong?
I'll prove it. Where are the stats?
Austin, let's see video of your jumper and then Zach McCabe's jumper.
Same thing.
Okay. Stin, what's your last pick?
I'm going to go with a legend here. We're going to go Hayden Fry.
Oh, fuck.
Impossible.
I was gonna ask if we could do coaches.
Well, it's former, just because he's not alive now.
No, that's who I was going to take. I was going to ask if we could do coaches as well.
Yeah, I thought so.
No, you can't, but he's dead. Like, he's not alive.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I would have liked to, okay? He was a big advocate for the High Porch Picnic. That guy knew how to party.
Are you going to dig up his body?
Huh?
Are you digging up his body?
This is getting too far.
With the way that medical technology is coming these days, who knows? But yeah, also he's from Texas. I feel like Texas people just know how to have a good time.
Stin, you need to get a picture next to Hayden Fry's statue now, drinking a beer with him, just to shut up.
It is Fry. It's Fry Fest in Coralville on Friday.
See? There you go. And then Space Cowboy, your last pick?
Oh, shit. That makes it a little harder.
That's what she said.
If Jeff Horner's still alive.
Jeff Horner?
Who?
Jeff Horner is still alive.
Yeah.
I'll take him. I owe him a beer.
Doesn't he coach like a...
North Dakota Division II or something?
Yeah, but I thought he died of cancer.
Or South Dakota? Yeah. Do we have any honorable mentions out there? How many basketball players were actually listed?
Oh, my coaches were if I was gonna be able to do a duo, I was gonna take Spira and Sherm. Mm. But I couldn't choose just one, so I went with McCabe instead.
Do you think
anyone say Dallas Clark?
No, I thought about him. Yeah. Do you think so? I think Spira, he's clearly a beer guy, right? Because I would say Sherm probably enjoys a nice glass of red wine every now and then, I could see.
No, I see Sherm as a scotch.
Like a bourbon drinker.
Ooh,
yeah.
Classy, huh? Oh. Yeah.
I mean, look at the way the guy dresses.
He wears a bow tie.
Yeah.
Like,
who would have your last pick been? Like, out of all the live Iowa athletes and coaches you would not want to have a beer with?
Brian Ferentz.
Jake Christensen.
Ooh.
Who, the Antichrist?
Jake Rudock.
Ooh, good picks.
What about Kluver?
Oh no, I'm just gonna start. Oh God.
Oh,
I got one. Do you remember Trey Strauss?
Oh yeah. Dude,
he dropped the touchdown in the Ohio State game in 09. That would have gotten us to the Rose Bowl.
I have another good one. Colton Rastetter.
Oh, I thought about saying that. What about Pierre Pierce?
Ooh. Yeah, we don't condone any... clearly anything canceled. Like that.
Might be walking funny after that one.
Yeah, well, I'm obviously the most anti-rape because he was the last one on my list.
We have Aunt Amy on the podcast right now. Would you like to say something?
Go Hawks.
She got that. Woo! Right. But, yeah, any other ones? Otherwise?
I mean, We could go down the list for a while, but I feel like it's probably best to just cut it off at this point.
Todd Licklider. John Licklider. Oh,
how did we forget about him? Yeah.
No, I'd like to have him in my tailgate just so we could bully him.
So I would not like to have a drink with him. I would love to have a drink with John Licklider.
Why?
Dude was a baller. I get that.
He put the team on his back. No, he just cracked me up.
Okay. Does anybody have any final thoughts, Space Cowboy?
He appears to be muted.
Oh, he's coming back.
Sorry.
You were taking a pee, weren't you?
Yeah, but I was watching a video, too, on Reddit. I won't talk about it.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay, there was a bum smoking.
No, okay.
No, stop.
All right. So do we want to give final prediction or score predictions for this week? Oh, you want to bring back the... What was it? The shotgun bet of the week?
Kind of old for that.
Oh, shut up, Joey. You're 25.
Space Cowboy, have you ever participated in the shotgun bet of the week?
I don't know. Probably not.
It's where we place the final score of what we think it's going to be, and whoever is closest doesn't have to do it, but the other ones do.
Let's just do total score.
Okay, but then give a final score as well.
Well, yeah, we need to say
final score. Okay, now I have to do math.
Yeah, now that's math.
I was just going to shoot a total score off the cuff and say...
No. Say total score, and then we'll just say the final score.
But if I say total, then I have to choose a final that adds up to it.
Just make a score prediction, and Luke can add them up.
Okay.
Shut up.
My score prediction is 33-25.
What?
For a total of 58.
25? How do we get to 25?
Hey, you play the game and find out. That's how.
All right. Wait, what'd you say, 33-25?
Be 58, correct?
Yeah.
This is not a math podcast.
No, it's not. I might even call us an anti-math podcast.
Yeah. And reading.
I like reading.
Sten, you want to give yours?
We're going to go 31-24 Iowa.
Damn it. Okay.
For a total of?
55. All right. Space Cowboy?
Is that a T98 calculator you got there, Luke? 24-20, Indiana.
Oh.
Boom.
These guys stink. Last year.
Just like Javi booing his own fans, giving you big thumbs down.
Oh, that was... Okay.
Let me get mine out before you go on a rant here, yeah. Quick. I'm going 30-24.
What'd you say?
30-24.
54.
Real ballsy going one less point than I said.
I had that figured out in my head so much longer before you said yours.
How do you know?
Well, okay, I can't prove that it was longer, but that's why I said damn it right away when you said yours.
Is this Price is Right rules?
Yes.
No, you can go over.
No.
Otherwise, I just got hosed. I have to get the score exactly.
Yeah. No, it's not that. It's not Price is Right.
All right. I'm going to bet, guys. My clients have been real assholes lately, so I got an early morning.
All right.
Hey, Luke, does your bleeper still work?
Yeah. All right.
Why did you tell him that?
You guys have any final thoughts before we wrap it up?
No.
Not. Let's have a good time on Saturday. If you see us on the street, come by, say hi, have a beer with us. I don't care, but Saturday is going to be a shit show. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, let's have a good time. Iowa, Indiana, 2:30 kickoff. It's been a long time coming, but it's finally here. Let's have a great time. Enjoy the game. Cheer like hell. Have a lot of beer. Go Hawks.
Fuck Nebraska.